Great preparations were made for Pip's first visit to Miss Havisham's. He was soaped and scrubbed and kneaded and soaked and toweled and rubbed and rasped until his skin was pink and shiny. Dressed in uncomfortably tight clothes, Pip felt very nervous as Uncle Pumblechook's coach drew up outside the gates of the big house. Pip stepped down timidly. He was greeted by a girl of about his own age, who would have been beautiful if she had had any warmth and friendliness in her face. But she had only coldness and scorn. Though Pip's age, the girl seemed more like a young lady. "Come this way, boy," she commanded. The young lady led Pip along a cold, sunless corridor, at the end of which was a door upon which she knocked.
"Who is it?"
"It is Estella. I have brought the boy." The door creaked open. Stepping into the room, Pip was surprised that it was almost as dark as the corridor had been. Nevertheless, he could see well enough to behold a very strange sight indeed. Miss Havisham, like a ghost, was a vision of paleness. She wore a long, faded white dress of satin and lace, with white shoes of the same.